I would like you to speak to that segment of the American public today, those Christians, those Christian evangelicals, many of them younger, who are saying, you know what, I don't really like either person. I think the most principled position that I can take is not voting for a president or voting for a third party. Could you speak to them? Because we're doing that on our program. I had Michelle Bachmann do it on Tuesday. I had George Barna yesterday with us. He gave his perspective. We would like to hear what Dr. Ben Carson would say to these people who are still maybe thinking to themselves the most principled thing is not to vote for president.
Well, for one thing, when you don't vote, you are voting. And frequently you're voting against the way that you really feel. But remember, every day when you get up and you leave the house until you get back in bed, you are making choices. And we live in an evil world, so you have to make the best choice, even though it's not a perfect choice. And that's why God gave you a sophisticated brain. And also, we have the ability to prioritize. If you come up on an accident victim and they have an open femoral fracture, yeah, that's pretty serious, and you say, better deal with that. But if they're not breathing, perhaps you better get them breathing first, because if you don't get them breathing first, the femoral fracture won't matter anymore. Now, right now, our country is about to go off the cliff. If you don't stop it and turn it around, it doesn't matter about the fight that's going on in the passenger compartment. You can go back there and I'll go off the cliff, or you can stop the train and turn around and then deal with that. This is what people have to understand. And we're talking about two completely different futures. And I would say to those people also, it's not about your sensibilities and the offense that you have taken with what someone has said. It's about the future for your children.